Dr. Curley reviewed recent developments in surgical management of hepatic-only metastases, and I met with Dr. Nick Petrelli to learn more about this fascinating treatment arena and also to obtain an update of new and existing colorectal cancer trials in the NSABP, in which Dr. Petrelli has a major leadership role. However, to begin, we reviewed a recent European study on perioperative systemic therapy in patients with liver-only metastases, which was presented at the last ASCO meeting and followed up at the meeting with a discussion by Dr. Petrelli.
This was a study by the EORTC, and a lot of people were waiting for the results of this. It was a randomized phase 3 study, and the important part of this study is that it was a selected group of individuals with resectable hepatic metastasis from colorectal cancer. And these are individuals that had either 1 to 4 metastases only, and they had no evidence of extrahepatic disease. And these individuals, a total of 364, were randomized to 1 or 2 treatment schemas. The first was individuals who received 3 cycles of FOLFOX prior to surgical resection, then underwent surgical resection, and then got several cycles of FOLFOX post-resection. So we'll call that the chemotherapy group. And then the second randomization was to surgery alone. So you had a surgery alone versus chemo up front, followed by surgery, and post-op chemo. And the bottom line on this trial was that when you looked at the final evaluation of patients that underwent resection, there was about a 9% progression-free survival advantage to the individuals who had received chemotherapy as opposed to had received surgery alone. And that was the bottom line in this trial. And this trial quoted that the standard of care should change and that patients who have resectable hepatic metastasis from colorectal cancer, 1 to 4 lesions, should undergo preoperative chemotherapy first, followed by surgery, and then postoperative chemotherapy. I think it was important to do this study. This would have been a very difficult study to do in the United States because I think it would have been very difficult to have a surgery alone arm and get patients accrued in the United States because there's been this tendency to give chemotherapy after a surgical resection and sometimes before. Well-designed trial, certainly encouraging results, but in my mind, it doesn't change the standard of care, which certainly in this country has been surgery alone or perhaps surgery followed by postoperative adjuvant chemotherapy, although we certainly don't have any direct evidence that giving chemotherapy post-surgical resection improves survival.